We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us is Eagles team leader and starting center, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, how's it going?
Let's start with this, Jason. How are you feeling? We know you hurt your elbow. How is it?
It's doing better. You know, it's it is what it is. It's another thing added to the list, I guess, for this year's injuries. But it's doing better.
How did it happen?
We run in a specific blitz where they kind of read the center set line, try and do a pick stunt off of it. So I'm trying to drag on one guy to get ready to exchange the blitz. I was cheating it. The guy did a good job of reading out of his portion of it and just went straight. And when my arm was extended trying to drag on the other guy to pass it off with the running back just got it while it was already extended.
I was listening to the WIP broadcast. Howard Eskin was reporting that you really wanted to try to come back into the game. Were you stating your case to get back in the game?
You always want to go back in the game. I mean, there's no question about that. I certainly wanted to go back in. I didn't want to, as a teammate, you don't want to leave guys out to dry. You don't want to put a guy in a position I wanted to go back out there. The doctors made it clear that they didn't feel comfortable be going back out there, and that was that.
You are okay to play on Sunday, you think?
I think that'll be something that we'll probably continue to work with through the week. I think that as long as I pass all the tests and protocols, that I didn't pass in the game, then I'll be able to play.
All right, I know you weren't on the field for most of it, Jason, but what happened?
Oh man, I don't know where to start on that. Obviously, offensively, very poor performance. Really struggled on third down to stay on the field. I think that there's a combination of lack of execution. Poor protection at times, lack of execution, drop passes, missed opportunities. It didn't really seem like anybody was executing the plays on a consistent basis.
It's interesting. You are definitely one of the team leaders on offense, and you talked last week about accountability. And this week, yesterday, Malcolm Jenkins said he was disappointed because there didn't seem to be a lot of fight in the team, after the first quarter or so. Is there not a hunger there? What do you feel right now? The motivation is not at a level that it was a year ago? Is it safe to say that?
No, I don't think. I don't even like to compare it to last year. We kind of did that last week, and I probably shouldn't have because it's a different season. But I think that, you're getting your tail kicked and nothing seems to work. It's a struggle in games like that. I mean, I've only been a part of one game where it really felt like that. Obviously, I wasn't playing. I was on the sideline. But, that's a rough feeling. It doesn't seem like anything you're doing is working. It's very frustrating to be a part of a game like that. But I don't, I don't know what Malcolm saw. I wasn't necessarily in the game, so it's hard for me to comment in that respect. But I really do feel like we've had guys. I don't think the trying or the motivation has been the issue. I really I still like believe that it's all about, you know, doing your job, doing the task, utilizing the proper technique and the proper coaching points as given specific moments. And I'm, of course, speaking for the offense. I'm not speaking for the defense whatsoever.
Right, right.
And these are the things that we have really, really struggled with this year. The chemistry of it just hasn't been there. And, you know, obviously the injuries play into it. Obviously, a quarterback not being healthy in the offseason and working with multiple guys, people in and out of the lineup, all that's going to hinder that. But it should be a lot better than what we're putting forth on the field. And these are things that we just got to continue to work at. That's the only way I know how to fix it. You just continue every single day to work on it. Coaches need to continue coaching the finer details and making sure that everybody knows what they're doing, what their role is going to be on game day, and how they need to go about doing it. Players need to know that as well. When you get beat that bad, everybody really needs to take, look in the mirror and figure out, what am I doing? Why is this happening? How can I make myself better? How can I improve the team? How can I improve other guys and put them in better situations or put them in situations that they're ready to be in? I mean, it's a laundry list of things that you can try to do to fix this issue because it's not one clear component. And, that's the only way I know how to do it is just to continue to work, continue to go back on days like today, and try to continue to get better and fix this thing.
Jason, we are all searching for answers ourselves as fans. And the one thing we've seen this change is some of the people on the coaching staff. Is it different for you guys that there's a different quarterback coach, a different offensive coordinator? Is that a factor at all?
It's not. Anytime you have a different coach, it's going to be different in that. Whatever that coach controlled, right? You know, if we had a different offensive line coach, it would be different for the offensive line, of course. That doesn't necessarily mean worse or better. Obviously, the offense has struggled a lot more this year. I happen to, not necessarily think that it's, all on the coaches. I think that there's a component here from the players that is contributing to this. The offense is stalling out, there's in games like there was last week, there's got to be a component of, there's everybody taking blame in a performance like last week. That's just the reality of it. But I do not think, I have a lot of respect for Flip, and I got a lot of respect for Frank Reich. I think those two are tremendous coaches, but I also think Mike Groh's a tremendous coach. So, I think Press Taylor is a tremendous coach who last year did a number of things for our offense that gave us sparks at times in the season. I mean, he was one of the guys that brought the Philly special, to the offense in the playoffs. So, these guys served integral roles in our offenses last year. They're still important pieces and important coaches for us this year. Obviously, their roles have been expanded because of departures by, two other coaches. So I think that, this is not like a if we still had Frank Reich and Flip, I don't think that this offense would necessarily still be producing at the level it was last year. It's a much deeper issue than just losing two guys. Right. This is a larger issue than looking at it that simply to me.
Carson Wentz himself said it was one of the worst games he had ever played. You know him as well as anybody, Jason. Is he losing any confidence here? He's had a good season, but it was shocking to see how he played on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, Carson, of course, is always going to be tough, and that's what you need. You need a guy who is your best player on the field to be looking at himself as to how he can play better and what he did wrong. The reality of it is we can't rely on Carson Wentz to be a superhero every single week, and we can't rely on Carson Wentz to be the person that gets everything going every single week. That's unfair to Carson, and it's not a realistic expectation. That's, the guys are going to be up and down throughout the season. Teams are going to somehow scheme you every once in a while. That's the NFL. It's up to us to lift him up in situations to give him confidence in the game. I think that confidence is something that is bred through, you know, production. You know, if you go out and you get your tail kicked over and over and over again, you'd have to be an idiot to have confidence.
Right.
I think the confidence only comes from, you know, execution. Having, positive emotions and positive attitudes comes from execution. And, and it can also come from continually doing it in practice and repping it over and over again. And then the more you've done it, generally speaking, the more confident you are that you'll do it right in the game. Those are the ways that confidence is built. So obviously we've struggled on offense throughout the season. And then obviously last week was a poor performance, to say the least. The confidence level of the offense is dwindling, and we have to rectify that by going out and having a good performance this week. We go out there, we play well against the Giants, and we'll start to get confidence back. That's the way this thing goes.
And that's my last question. What's your attitude going in that game? What's the attitude of the team? Like, obviously it's a must-win, right, Jason? How do you feel going into this game Sunday at the Link? What's the attitude right now?
The attitude is, like you said, it's a must-win. Yep. This isn't like we have any time to mess around. Everybody knows that we put ourselves in a terrible situation from a the sense of urgency is, it's not even the right word. I mean, we cannot afford to lose any football games. And this is a team that we should be able to beat. As long as we do what we're supposed to do the coaching points, execute our assignments. These are all things that we need to get correct. If we correct them this week, that'll help us start get some momentum, help us to start, get things squared away for the coming weeks as well.
Right. Jason, as always, I appreciate your honesty. I wish you well. I hope you're out there on Sunday, and hopefully everything turns around. Jason, thank you as always. Good luck and have a great holiday.
Take care, Angelo.
Jason Kelce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.